Trump backs Bondi amid criticism over handling of Epstein files, let Pam Bondi do her job. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 12, 2025. President Donald Trump cast his support behind Attorney General Pam Bondi amid reports of feuding between her and other members of the Trump administration over Bondi's handling of files relating to convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein. In a post on Truth Social, Trump questioned what was going on with people going after Bondi, adding that she has been doing a fantastic job. Trump continued to question why people were giving publicity to files written by former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, among others, and asked why the Democrats didn't release the Epstein files. "What's going on with my boys and, in some cases, gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening," Trump said in his post. "We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world. And selfish people are trying to hurt it, all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein." Trump continued, "For years, it's Epstein, over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama? Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration, who conned the world with the Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, and more. They created the Epstein files, just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton / Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me. And now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands," Trump added. "Why didn't these radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? If there was anything in there that could have hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? They haven't even given up on the John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King Jr. files." Trump continued to stress that Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Kash Patel and the FBI should be focused on investigating voter fraud, political corruption and Act Blue, among other things, instead of spending time looking at nothing but the same old, radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein. "Let Pam Bondi do her job, she's great," Trump continued. Trump's post comes as there have been reports that FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino and Bondi are at odds over the way the Epstein case files were handled. Mary Margaret Olihan, a White House correspondent with the Daily Wire, reported in a post on X that a source close to Bongino told her that it was either Bongino or Bondi, and that Bongino allegedly won't stay at FBI if she stays at DOJ. The reports of feuding between Bongino and Bondi come in the aftermath of the DOJ and FBI releasing a memo that found that there was no evidence Epstein had a so-called client list, and that an investigation had concluded that Epstein had committed suicide. During a cabinet meeting, a reporter questioned Bondi about the findings on the Epstein case and about why a minute was missing from the jailhouse tape on the night that Epstein died. Trump interjected and questioned if the reporter was still talking about Epstein and pointed out that there were more important things happening, such as the recent devastating flash flooding in Texas. "I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration," Trump added. Bondi proceeded to answer the question by explaining that during an interview in February, she had been asked about Epstein's alleged client list, and that when she said it was sitting on her desk for her to review, she had been talking about the file relating to Epstein. "First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK MLK files as well," Bondi answered. "Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were, never going to be released, never going to see the light of day.